Hi, it's Mark Weiss. Before we begin today's podcast, I want to let you know that my newest book, The Impending Death of Hospitals, is available in hard copy and in Kindle format on Amazon. It's also available as a complimentary download in PDF format on our homepage, advisorylawgroup.com. And now, on with the podcast. Let's listen into a series of calls from a potential deal partner to the office of the Smith & Jones Medical Group. The receptionist. Good morning, Smith & Jones Medical Group. Deal partner. Good morning, may I speak with Dr. Smith? I'm sorry, Dr. Smith is out. Well then, may I please speak with Dr. Jones? I'm sorry, Dr. Jones is tied up. Okay, I'll call back next week. A week passes. The receptionist answers the phone once again. Good morning, Smith & Jones Medical Group. The deal partner. Good morning. May I please speak with Dr. Smith? Oh, I'm sorry. Dr. Smith is out. Well, then, may I please speak with Dr. Jones? Oh, I'm sorry. Dr. Jones is tied up. Okay. I'll call back next week. Another week passes. The receptionist answers the phone again. Good morning, Smith & Jones Medical Group. The potential deal partner says, good morning, may I please speak with Dr. Smith? I'm sorry, Dr. Smith is out. Well then, may I please speak with Dr. Jones? Hey, I'm sorry, Dr. Jones is tied up. Finally, the deal partner says, look, every time I call and I ask for Dr. Smith, she's out. And then I ask for Dr. Jones and he's tied up. What in heck is going on over there? The receptionist says, well, it's actually very simple. Dr. Jones is extremely busy overseeing our staff, working at four hospitals, and every time she's out, she ties up Dr. Jones. She can't have him making decisions in her absence. A silly little joke can illustrate a large problem. If a medical group can't govern itself, if it's structured like a true democracy, one owner, one vote on everything, or if it has a bloated board, it will never be able to make decisions with the speed required for its continued success. The market is changing rapidly. One of the tremendous advantages that an independent medical group has, unless it ties itself up, is the ability to make decisions quickly, to increase the pace of, in the words of the late strategist John Boyd, its loop of observation, orientation, decision, and action. But many groups throw away that advantage out of the mistaken belief that their business is some sort of club. They become too slow, too confused, and without any business focus. Proper governance is not just a goal, it's a precondition to success, even to, in this market, continued business existence. Oh, you might be thinking that you got to where you are now with a 26-member board. But that's like being a real estate agent in a booming market. You think you're a genius salesperson when you're simply riding a market wave. Yet, now you're on the edge of a precipice, and it's taking your group months to decide what color your new logo should be. In today's market, there's the fast, and then there's the dead. One more thing before you go. Make sure that you catch every episode of the Wisdom Applied podcast by subscribing online at www.advisorylawgroup.com. While you're there, don't forget to check out our other complimentary educational materials. They're all free, and they're there for your benefit, so take advantage of it.